Diabetes could become the AIDS of the 21st century, according to the International Diabetes Federation. Over 2.5 million people in the UK suffer from diabetes, and at the current rate of increase, those numbers will have doubled by 2010. It used to be a disease of middle age, but now more and more adolescents and children are succumbing to it. In the UK, diabetes has been increasing by 4% per year, with a staggering 11% increase in the under fives. This is particularly frightening because children with diabetes are doomed to die prematurely from, for example, heart disease or stroke. However, Lynn McTaggart, editor of What Doctors Don't Tell You, believes that part of the problem may be that we're looking at the disease from the wrong direction.
Well, the conventional wisdom about diabetes is that it's a disease of civilization, and obesity is supposed to be the biggest risk factor because something like 90% of diabetics are seriously overweight. But the evidence that we've been looking at shows that this picture is really incomplete, that there's a lot of other causes to diabetes, and it really has a lot to do with the kind of food that we're eating. It is a disease of civilization, but it's a disease of civilized food or overly processed food. And also many of the kind of drugs and a variety of things that we take in our modern life.
So what sort of things are the things we should be avoiding then if you want to avoid diabetes?
What we find is that diabetes, what it seems to be, is that diabetes is caused by certain kinds of food which raise blood glucose very, very dramatically, very quickly. The technical term for this is high glycemic foods. And foods can actually be measured with a glycemic index, or a GI, showing the carbohydrates and how quickly they cause blood glucose. The big problem with high glycemic foods is that they flood the body with the glucose, which making the pancreas pump out insulin, and this ends up getting stored as fat. And this is what causes fat. And so what we're finding is that diabetes and overweight are actually both symptoms of the same problem, which is a pancreas that is just overwhelmed and starting to pack up. So the kinds of foods we want to be eating are all those foods that are lower glycemic foods. And I mean, an interesting side effect of this is that it's a fantastic weight loss diet. I know this firsthand because my husband has lost 30 pounds on this diet in half a year.
So let's go through the ones we should avoid, first of all, and then let's look at the ones that we are allowed to eat.
Okay, well, very sad for this country, but beer is actually top of the list of the baddies. And, of course, any kinds of processed sugars. But surprisingly, potatoes of any variety, that's mashed, roasted, boiled, jacket, whatever, they are bad. They are above a GI index of 50, which is what you want to avoid if you're a diabetic or if you're overweight. And then any of the processed type things like white bread, refined sugar, white rice, even sadly, rice cakes are oftentimes processed white rice, and they're a high glycemic index food. Certain cooked foods, that raises the glycemic index. For instance, raw carrots are fine, but cooked carrots are quite a high glycemic index food. And another real baddie is processed wheat. So probably the four worst kinds of things are potatoes, wheat, sugar, and any other kind of refined food.
Okay, so those are the things I'm now not allowed to eat. What about the things I can eat?
Well, funnily enough, even though we say that wheat and processed wheat is bad, things like spaghetti or any kind of dry pasta, which has been pastified, that means it's the hardened stuff that's in the box, is good. It's under 50 GIs. And bread is okay if it's 100% unrefined flour or something like German black bread when it's 100% rye. Milk products aren't bad. They're okay. They're under the 50 GI, although there have been some studies linking milk products to diabetes. So I'd probably be concerned about that. And all fresh fruits and vegetables, meats and fish, and a lot of fatty things that we've always thought are very high fat, bad for you. You can have things like bacon. Increasingly, I think people are realizing that high-fat foods don't make you fat, don't cause diabetes. Although, you know, we want to, because of heart issues, we want to have them in moderation. And here's some good news for chocoholics, because dark chocolate that has at least 70% cocoa is okay. It's the sugar that's the problem.
And what about drugs as well? What effect can they have on diabetes?
One of the big problems with, I think, the diabetes epidemic may be prescription drugs. And there's a number of them that have been suspected as causing a problem. One of these is diuretics. They've been suspected for a while of causing diabetes. But one large-scale study failed to find any connection. Certainly steroid-type drugs, oftentimes prescribed for things like inflammation, arthritis, allergies, all those sorts of things. One of the major side effects is to raise blood glucose levels, and so they can easily cause type 2 diabetes. Beta blockers, these have been shown to increase the risk of diabetes, probably by interfering with insulin receptor cells. A number of antipsychotic drugs can exacerbate type 1 and 2 diabetes. Antidepressants, that's the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, most commonly Prozac and drugs like that, seriously interfere with glucose regulation. And then a number of vaccines have been linked with diabetes, and that could help to explain the really sharp rise in type 1 diabetes in children. One of those is the Haemophilus influenzae type B, the HIB vaccine. And the same thing with the BCG vaccine.
That's Lynn McTaggart from What Doctors Don't Tell You.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.